Stephen, how are you? Jody Jenkins. This is Pat Glancy, my co-host here. A couple years ago, we tried calling one of your restaurants in Calgary looking for you.
We did. It was great.
And you weren't around. I'm just wondering, what's the status of that and how are things going in the culinary world?
Which one?
I don't remember which one it was.
Yeah, are there two in Calgary?
Yeah, there's two of them. Yeah. And I don't remember which one it was.
We have four now.
Okay, yeah. Talk to us a little bit about how that's going.
We have the Vintage Chop House, which is a steakhouse. And then we have three Redwater grills now.
It was Redwater. I remember because I was about to say it had red in the title.
Redwater grill, which is a rustic kind of theme. Every meal has a little bit of a kick in it, which is nice. It's great tasting, very health conscious. They're all doing very well. But then again, what is not doing well in Alberta right now?
That's true. So. How hands-on are you with the restaurant business?
I'm not at all. If I do any form of media work or any kind of media whatsoever, I'm in the restaurant doing it. So that way, that would go.
Hey, we asked the young lady where you were, and last time you had a meal there, and she couldn't remember, didn't even know who you were.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Because, you know why? Because we're hiring people every 2 minutes in that place.
Yes, it's true. Yeah.
So and you mentioned that area doing so well. Talk about the prosperity that's actually going on out west. It's just incredible.
It is incredible. Well, when you consider the fact that oil is at $140 a barrel, of course it's going to be doing well. Yeah, without a doubt. So many things that are going on well right now, so it's just a matter of time.
I know you mentioned when in the conference there about, I hope it wasn't tongue-in-cheek, that there might be golf courses in Alberta. Is there one in particular that you might consider?
Right now, no.
No.
No, but Johnny Miller and myself are in the process of building one. We break ground in fall of 08 this year.
And whereabouts is that going to be?
10 minutes from downtown. Springbank Airport, which is a municipality airport just outside of town. It's 10 minutes from my house, so it's 20 minutes from downtown, which is perfect. But the problem with Calgary in the whole is that we're 3,500 feet up. We need something long enough, and that's what the problem is with most of the golf courses there. So this one has a 60 that's been added to the design, and it's 8,100 yards long.
You mentioned Johnny Miller, Stephen, and we talked about this last week on our program, about some of the comments he made regarding Rocco and how that was blown out of proportion. And I said, I think it's absolutely stupid because it's like nothing is sacred and you have to be so careful. Yeah. What's your view on that? I mean, is there people screening the shows? Not us.
That's just the media in general. Yeah. They've done that to me a few times, blown things out of proportion where they shouldn't have been. And that's just the fact that good news doesn't sell, bad news does. That's how it works.
With those comments that he made regarding Rocco, there is no how. Someone must have been purposely wanting to take it out of.
There are a lot of people that don't like the fact that Johnny's open-minded and speaks his mind, and the same with my situation too. Being fresh and open, or speaking your mind and being honest, is a refreshing thing because. Yeah. Not many people today do it, and everybody has to be politically correct. Yeah. But why do you have to be politically correct? Why can't just speak your mind and be what you should be, yourself?
Yeah. Tell us a little bit about your game right now. How you doing?
It's on beach mode and bear mode right now. I'm on a month off and relaxing, and I'm actually heading to the range right now to go work with my coach, and I'm going to go back home and relax for a couple more days, and then I start practicing for the British Open.
Excellent. Well, Stephen, we appreciate you doing that. Could you just do one more thing and just say, this is Stephen Ames, and I like listening to Jody Jenkins, the golf guy.
Hi, I'm Stephen Ames, and I like listening to Jody Jenkins, the golf guy.